Okay, we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about household appliances. Not so much about how they can refrigerate your food or wash your clothes, but rather how they help us understand the current trade dispute between the U.S. and China. NPR's Alina Selyuk explains.
Home renovations. If you've done one, you know it can be exasperating, time-consuming, expensive. And Jenny Musseter is doing more than a renovation. She's doing a remodel, bathrooms and a whole new kitchen.
It really was daunting, the whole experience. You know, I bought everything. I bought a washer dryer, a refrigerator, freezer, dishwasher, a range.
And as she was going to showrooms for all these appliances in January, this stressful thing kept coming up.
The moment I walked in, everyone pretty much warned me that February 1st, everything was going up.
As in going up in price. And because Musseter was shopping on the higher end, that could mean hundreds of dollars.
Did they say why?
They said because of all of the tariffs.
The tariffs, they've been making a huge impact on the cost of appliances in the U.S. Take Whirlpool. It's a leading American appliance maker, and Whirlpool prices barely changed for years, says Alvaro Lacayo, housing analyst at G.Dot Research.
And then when you look at what happened in 2018, you saw a big tick upward.
And at first, the price ticking upward was pretty welcome news for Whirlpool. It reflected Whirlpool's victory over its two main foreign competitors, LG and Samsung. They're both based in South Korea, and for years, Whirlpool argued
that LG and Samsung had been dumping appliances into the U.S. market at below cost, rendering competition irrational.
And last January, President Trump agreed with Whirlpool. He set a new hefty tariff on imported washing machines. Selling washers to Americans became more expensive for foreign companies, and domestic manufacturers like Whirlpool could finally raise prices. But then Trump imposed more tariffs on metals like aluminum and steel, which is critical to building almost any appliance. Suddenly, appliance makers everywhere, including Whirlpool, began complaining about the rising cost of raw materials. They had little choice but to start hiking their own prices.
On certain products, you could be looking at a 14 to 16% increase from last year to this year.
Steve Sheinkoff owns Yale Appliance and Lighting in the Boston area, and he's been in the industry his whole life.
I'm the third generation owner of Yale. We're here in Boston. I have been here for almost 100 years now. It's hard to believe. No, I haven't been here all 100.
But you know about a third of that. Sheinkoff says many brands he works with, like Wisconsin-based Sub-Zero and Wolf or German Thermador, they regularly inch up their prices. But in the past year, the increases have been bigger than most. Now, overall, prices of major appliances tracked by the Labor Department are starting to tick down month to month, but they are still higher than they were last year.
When you talk about machines that people want to buy, front loaders, I think you're looking at $200 to $400 difference versus last year.
Sheinkoff predicts prices are probably stabilized at this point, at least for a while. But for shoppers who chase specials and deals, he says promotions have not been as good as a few years ago. He's noticed one other thing about Whirlpool's Korean competitors. Last year, both LG and Samsung fast-tracked two manufacturing plants in America. It's great news for American jobs, but for Whirlpool,
I think this is the biggest challenge they'll ever have.
And Musseter, who is remodeling her house, she did manage to buy all her appliances before the February price jump. She later learned that saved her more than $1,200. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.